Yeah. My grandmother said that my cell phone is demonic. I'd rather respond with a laugh than take a stand. The honesty you find in that statement is ironic. We pray to God and worship our data plans. We kneel at the social media altar, confessing every sin and condemning those that falter. Falsify a life that we like and receive a stipend, the likes and the hopes to hype the excitement that we exhausted. Then jump at the first chance of distraction and try to avoid real human interaction. We indulge and divulge all of our passion and pass in our past thoughts and toss aside our compassion. Imagine if you had to look a person in his eyes. No hand-picked profile pick for your disguise. No false sense of pride to reside or hide in. Just the soul you possess and the skin you arrived in.
Did I fall in? Can you see what I'm caught in? Is it me?
Where does it lead?
My other grandmother raised her family in a war zone, a foreign country that was war prone. The Contra scandal had a handle on that region. When my uncles came here, to them Richmond was the Four Seasons. After work walking on Bissell, bullets mean less when you're used to dealing with missiles. And it's hard to fall asleep when there's bombs explode nightly. And the stress you get from witnessing death scars your psyche. And it's likely being caused by the very country you came to. Rearrange your sight only to find you got the same view. You had a dream, still none of it came true. See, the land of opportunity only contains few. And it's futile for you, pal, so you plow the avenue now and try to do more with every goal they shoot down. If you drown, then it was meant to be. Essentially, can only try for so long till you break down eventually.
Am I stalling? Is it me? Is it calling? Can you see?
Where does it lead? Is this a dream? It seems so real. Feels like I'm alive.
For every breath that is exhaled, I exhale past the point that they thought I would ever reach. If any person in my life doesn't mesh well, I separate before trust is ever breached. Cause sometimes being smart is being selfish, and self-preservation is key. They try to equate modesty with being helpless, but those are very different traits to me. If you speak how you feel, then they bill you as crazed. If you stick to your guns, that will become praise. If you phased by the thoughts and opinions of other people, you can only get as far as they say or how they see you. But it's lethal how they leave you in the lurch for what it's worth. No matter what, you're never considered equal. So deceitful how they speak to the ones that stay the mission. You either pay the price or pay attention.
Did I fall in?